What's the reaction for you and a lot of these guys when you see Adley and Ward and Wells go out the door?
Yeah, I mean, obviously those guys are great talents, but for who they are as people and teammates, we're gonna miss them as human beings. And those guys are unbelievable professionals and talents, and we will miss them. But I know playing against Narvi for a couple of years now, and then we got Franklin making a debut today. I think that's today's as much as it hurts, like losing teammates, but this is a really special day for him, and I think like we can't necessarily let the mood or whatever, because we still have pieces where we can win. There is a world where we do turn it around and really make a step forward. And I mean, I think obviously you don't want to be in this situation. This is just consequences of a bunch of small little things that happen over time, and that's the nature of the business. But unfortunately, it is what it is. Losing people and friends and talents, but also too, like, we got some pieces that are going to help us win now and long term. So that's just the way it is, unfortunately.
What was kind of your overriding emotion yesterday? Was it surprise? What were you kind of experiencing in real time?
I mean, it's conflicting emotions, because if you're expected to do something and you fall short, there's consequences to that, and that's just the reality of the industry. Yes, we've lost some good talents, but also we've gained some as well. For us, like I said before, we have a really special day today. We have a major league debut happening today. That shouldn't be taken lightly. And for us, like, to pout and kind of be stuck on it, it would be doing this organization a huge disservice, because we have a bunch of talented players. There's a lot of Adley, Ward, and Wellesley, and Dean. Those are guys that that have meant a lot to not just the past, but what's kind of been going on this year. But we have to turn the page, and that's just the truth. And we have to play better. We're still only 2.5 games out. If I recall, I think it was 2004 when the Red Sox traded away Nomar Garciaporra. They were like, how are you going to win without him? And hopefully we're one of those special cases where we can find a way into the playoffs and make some noise and go on a special run.
Pete, is there an element of disappointment when you sign to the organization as a free agent? And I'm sure you're expecting to be in a much better spot than you are today, to where you're sellers at the deadline?
Well, I think for us, the biggest thing is, for me, I'm a big in accountability. Myself and us players, like, we have to, like, we're in this situation because of, like the record of the play on the field. And Mike spoke to us a little bit ago. I mean, it wasn't a complete overhaul. It wasn't a complete gutting, even though, yes, there are some important pieces gone. But there's going to be some pieces that – are helping us this year and beyond, and for the health and better of the organization, Mike's doing the best he can. So, and ultimately, like, where we're at, it's we have to look at ourselves in the mirror and just be like, okay, we have to accept the consequences, because yes, we are out of a wild card spot. Yes, our record is what it is. Like coaches and front office, they're not out there like playing the game. We are, as players. So, like, for us, like, we needed to do a better job to kind of justify some things and go out, be big buyers. So, and we didn't necessarily earn that fully, you know. Yes, we're 2.5 games out, but there's a lot of things that we could have done a lot better. And if we go win a bunch of games and put ourselves in a great spot, that's still expected of us, because we still have talent. We still have a great team and personnel. But that's making the playoffs and making a run, that's still expected. That's still the standard, despite of trading people away.
What was that message from Mike earlier today?
Obviously, like, there's some personal, like, huge personal attachment to some guys that have been here, especially the guys that have been here a long time. But Mike, he said, like, I have a job. I have to do what I think is best for the organization, like, not just at the big league level, but not just now, but for years to come. And for just being, like, all-out buyers, I think, like, for us, it's just, like, we, as consequences as players, like, that we have to accept because we kind of pinned him a little bit, or it's like we could have put him in a little bit better spot. So the message he sent is like, still believe in you guys. You guys are still a great team. The expectation is still to go to the playoffs and still go on a run because our starting pitching has been excellent. Like our offense has been pretty good throughout the year. And I think like for us, if you combine that, play better defense and close out some games, like we'll be in a great spot. I think we have 50 games left, and what a time for us to go on a run.
How do you think that message was received in here?
I think relatively well. I mean, it was very honest, and I think like the harshness of the yesterday obviously is fresh for a lot of guys, but I think honesty is best policy, and there was no like kind of pitter-pattering around the bush. I mean, it's very, very direct, and that's appreciated, well, for me at least, because I mean, I'd rather just have a straight up answer than just kind of have like something of less of substance. So it's appreciated. I can't speak for all 26 guys, but I think for me that it's a very straight up message, and that's appreciated. And my understanding of it is, and just being a part of like multiple trade deadlines, I think like for us, it's like you have to trust Mike because he's like, again, he's the kind of overseer, so to speak, of everything. And like we could have, like us as players, we could have done a better job to kind of help support him, get some more. But guess what? We didn't do that, and we need to be better. And that's just my take on it. But thankfully, because his belief in this team is still so high, we still have so many important pieces here. Like there could have been a lot more. It could have been a lot worse, in my opinion. But he believes in this team, and we think that like internally, like we can still make a run and go get after it in the postseason. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Appreciate it, man. Mm-hmm.